This is Rewind 2026. July 2nd, 1850. The gas mask was patented on this day. It was an invention of B.J. Lane of Cambridge, Massachusetts. On July 2nd, 1867, New York City's first elevated railroad officially opened for business. Commuters soon called the mode of transportation the L. July 2nd, 1939.
The Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith, featuring the Broadway stars Ezra Stone and this week's special guest, Betty Field.
The Aldrich Family debuted on NBC Radio. The show became a prototype for the teen-oriented situation comedies that followed on radio and television. On July 2nd, 1946...
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
CBS signed the old redhead, Arthur Godfrey, to do a weekly nighttime radio show. Godfrey was soon hosting one of radio's top shows, Talent Scouts. July 2nd, 1955. A one and a two and a ABC television premiered The Lawrence Welk Show. Welk's 24-piece band highlighted performances by the Champagne Lady, Alice Lon, and the Lennon Sisters. On July 2nd, 1964...
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
U.S. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law. The law included the prohibition of discrimination on the basis of race, not only where the registration of voters was involved, but also in public accommodations, in publicly owned or operated facilities, in employment, and union membership. July 2nd, 1984. Epic Records set a record as 2 million copies of the Jacksons' new album, Victory, were shipped to stores. It was the first time that such a large shipment had been initially sent to retailers. The LP arrived just days before Michael and his brothers started their hugely successful Victory tour. On July 2nd, 1997...
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
Men in Black opened in the U.S., Agent K was played by Tommy Lee Jones, and Agent J was played by Will Smith. The action-packed movie packed theaters for the first weekend. Moviegoers spent $51 million on the flick. The number one record on this date in 1958 was...
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, blind, purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, blind, purple people eater.
Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley. And that's Rewind for July 2nd, 2026.